Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yeah, hi. Thanks for calling. How may I help you?
Hi, I just have a question. So I'm in the ER service right now, and I'm in the final week, and the customer, that's the individual I'm talking to on WhatsApp, keep coming up with these random stuff that was not in the original agreement.
Well, I'm sorry. May I know your name? Is this, please?
I'm sorry?
What's your name, sir? Who am I
Fabian.
Speaking with? Fabian.
Fabian. Yeah.
May I know, have you signed any sort of agreement while you were signing to the company, like you were, you know, on the initial stage when you take our assistance? Did you sign any sort of agreement?
No.
No. So what agreement are you talking about that nothing is included in that agreement? What agreement are you talking about?
Well, they're telling me that I, one, I already paid, I paid for the class already. Then they reach out to me again and says that due to my school security system, I have to pay $800 for the VPN, some shit for that.
Yep.
And they reach out to me, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm hearing.
And then they reach out to me again and charge me another $1,400 because they got the wrong update VPN. And that's over $2,200 in fee that they claim to say is refundable, but I've yet to receive a receipt. And now they're telling me that I have to pay an attorney fee.
All right, let me make this very clear to you, Fabian. You know, you mentioned that you have paid for your course fee, which is like the expert fee. Are we clear with that?
I'm sorry?
I'm saying the initial fee which you have paid belongs to the expert fee, like the coursework fee. Are we clear with that fee?
Yes, the original price.
Right.
Yes.
Now moving forward to the amount that you have mentioned, $800 and $1,400 regarding to some VPN, right? So here's the thing.
Yes.
You are in a different state, all right? And our company and our expert are in complete different location trying to access your portal. So in order to make, in order to ensure the safety of our clients, we use paid VPNs, all right?
I understand the VPN explanation because they said that once the class is over, I'll be refunded that. That I have email for that.
Correct.
Yes.
That's right.
Now,
the attorney fee, as far as the attorney fee is concerned, you know, the expert is doing the work on your behalf, all right? So the real owner of the work is the expert, all right? Now, in order to transfer the right of the work, we need to transfer the right of the work, like the work till date belongs to the expert because he did it on your behalf. The content, the submission which he made belongs to him because it's his work, all right? Now the rights of this work needs to transfer to your name in order to ensure your safety because, you know, we have we hire expert and they are doing work for clients. You know, they're on the company's payroll and doing the work for our clients. So just to make sure that our clients are at safety, we need to do the copyright agreement because once let me make a scenario for you to make this clear. Let's say the expert who is doing a work on your portal, resign the company, reach out to your institution and claim the copyright of the work which he has done on your behalf.
What would be the cost of this whole thing now?
regarding the cost, the person, the account manager who is dealing with you on WhatsApp will guide you thoroughly about the breakdown of the payments, and for that you will be getting an agreement, and after signing the agreement, the transfer, the right of the work will transfer to your name. Moreover, we will delete every trace of your information from our system. So we will make sure that none of the none of your contact information or any sort of information related to you will be in our system, so that anyone from our company or the expert or some outsider misuse that information, and you will also get the right of the work. So no one will, you know, blame you that you took someone else's assistance in order to, you know, do the work with the help of some third-party company. You have the rights of the work, so you can claim that this work belongs to me. I have bought the right. I have bought the right for this work. Make sense to you, Fabian?
I get that. I'm just frustrated. I get that.
I can understand, but you know, there's an explanation for everything.
My question is, what would be, given the estimate of the cost?
I'm sorry?
Because I'm just asking for, because I tried to call them, they didn't answer. My question is the estimated cost for this, because...
Yeah, the ballpark number is somewhere around, you know, there will be some attestation from the government offices, and you know, Council for Higher Education Accreditation Office, and there will be a fee included, the court fee included, and the attorney fees included. So there will be a lot of fees included, which will make a sum up to like $2,000, in a range between $2,000 to $3,000.
So so that is. So that is some fucked up business policy, because that should have been announced immediately from the start of like, hey, this is what's going to happen. This is the policies. There's going to be fees and stuff like that. Because you understand, like, get my frustration. You understand that I've paid over fucking almost $3,000, right? On an agreement that we originally started.
You mentioned that you just paid for the coursework, and the rest of the amount will be refunded back to you once your course will be completed. The amount for the VPN will be refunded back to you. So till date, you just have paid for the course fee, which I get from somewhere between $300 to $500.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I'm saying that till date you just have paid the fee for the coursework, which is between $300 to $500, I guess, and the rest of the amount which you have paid for the VPN will be refunded back to you once your class will be completed. Make sense to you, Fabian?
Okay, I get that. I get that 100%.
I'm getting this.
But my question is, why was that not listed in the criteria on your website that said, hey, once you pay for your classes, these are the following fees that would apply?
You know, as far as the VPN fee is concerned, this is something, you know, as a technical thing, and the work of most of our time, we don't face such issues. So this cost is, you know, unexpected. You have to bear this cost unexpectedly. So there is no means to mention such cost, which, you know, arises unexpectedly. I hope that makes sense to you.
Okay, so I get that. Now, if you're telling me that, hey, you know, even if, because I've tried changing my VPN location for my school all the time. I'm never in the same state majority of the time. I just came back from California 2 days ago, and I was still able to access my school website.
You know, while we were integrating the VPN from into your portal, the VPN, the working of the VPN, let me explain you the working of your VPN so that, you know, you will be have a better idea of the use of that VPN. If you log into your portal from any of your location, considering that the VPN is integrated with your portal, the portal will get one IP in your system, which is your home IP. Are you getting this point?
I get what you're saying. But due to my job, my computer cannot use the same IP address twice. So my IP address is constantly pinging from different locations, and I've never had that issue.
You know, we have feed the IP address in your system, and, you know, I don't know, in your previous semester, your portal didn't caught the security breach, but in this semester, the error arises unexpectedly. I'm trying to explain to you that we don't face such issues in many of the clients, but we do face issues in some of the clients. This is not necessary that we have to pay for VPN for every client. Some of the portals, you know, never caught such issue, and this issue didn't arise in many of the portals, but in some of the portals, this issue arises, and we need to cater these issues in order to make sure the security and the safety of our clients. We are just doing our jobs, and we are, you know, committed to provide the top quality service with security and safety to our clients. And I'm ensuring you that if your account manager committed that this amount will be refunded back to you, the VPN amount, this will definitely going to refund it back to you.
Okay, so and that's one thing too. So like, why every time they said, oh, we need payment and stuff like that, it always is an issue for me to, they always want me to send it to Cash App. Like, my bank noticed that stuff, because right now, the last payment I made, I can't use my card because my account is still under investigation right now. I told them that I agreed for the payment, but they're literally blocked. They blocked my card. So right now, I am shit out of luck, because right now I'm living off fucking pocket change. And yeah, it's very frustrating. So now that they're reaching out to me and telling me that, oh, I have to pay for an agreement, for lawyer fee and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
This is the shit that should have been involved on the website page. Like, hey, if you pay for a class, at the end of the class, you will have to pay to get the work transferred in your name by an attorney fee. I've never heard of that shit before in my life. I get it. It makes sense. I'm frustrated as fuck right now. So right now, I am just asking.
I got you. Let me answer your queries. As far as the payment is concerned, using your card, yeah, you know, we recommend our clients to mention that they are taking some sort of, you know, they're doing business and taking some sort of freelance services so that the bank will, you know, allow to go to the payments. While we personally recommend our clients to make the payment via Cash App or, you know, Zelle, so these issues don't be, you know, bother to our clients later on, you know, the banking investigation thing. That's why we recommend our clients to use Cash App and Zelle while using the payment, either Venmo. And as far as you mentioned that the thing is not mentioned in the website, the management has recently changed and they are updating the policies. You will, you know, soon see the updation in the website and everything will be mentioned, which are the power of the new policy. Hello, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I hope I'll clear your queries.
No, it did not. It honestly did not, because I'm fucking pissed right now. I am stupid pissed right now because this is fucking bullshit.
You know, this is there is a fee which you have to pay in order to get the right of your work, because you know that the work which has been done on your portal doesn't belong to you. And in order to ensure the safety of you, we are doing this agreement so no one can bother you or can reach out to you or make you, you know, make you stand in a situation which will cause trouble for you. So we are doing all this just to ensure your security, your safety. And this is a part of our...
I tried to call the guy I'm talking to, but he's not work. The policy that he claimed to say is going to send over and email to me. I'm going to have someone look it over also to make sure that I'm protected.
Yeah, so you will get the agreement and everything will be mentioned in that agreement that you are protected and the rights now belongs to you, and we will also, you know, delete every information, every data related to you from our system just after the agreement will be signed from you. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your precious time, Fabian, and I understand your frustration. But, you know, this is which is really important to resolve in order to make your security, right?
Okay. I got one more. So how would the VPN be refunded to my account?
About this, the account manager who is associated with you will let you know about this, all right?
So, like, would I receive all $2,200 at one time, or...
He will guide you about this, because I'm not aware about the payments you made in a by which method or in what terms. He will be the person who is entertaining you, so he will guide you better. I'm sorry about that.
All right.
And as far as the copyright agreement fee, I would recommend you to pay via Zelle or Cash. All right.
I'm sorry. Say that what?
I'm saying that as far as the copyright fee is concerned, I would recommend you to pay either via Cash App or Zelle or Venmo in order to ensure your safety, that you don't, you know, have to deal with bank, you know, for the investigations and all that.
You didn't hear what I said. My account is frozen.
Your account is frozen for how long?
Yes, my account has been under investigation for the last 2 weeks, because even though I got the message that I agreed to make the second payment,
mm-hmm.
my bank has flagged it as scam. So I can't get access to my account until I get my new card, which is still en route.
Okay, I'm hoping that you will get your new card soon.
So I said, I have been living off pocket change for the last 2 weeks. So therefore, understand my frustration.
I can completely understand, and I'm so sorry to hear about this, and I'm hoping that you'll get your new card pretty soon. Thank you, Fabian. Thank you for your precious time, and have a blessed day.
All right.
Bye-bye.